Welcome to the Post Podcast, brought to you by Eagle Communications. I'm James Bell. On this episode of Protect and Serve, Ellis County Under Sheriff Scott Brown gives tips on staying safe with fireworks over the holiday. This interview originally aired on the Eagle Morning Show on KAYS on Wednesday, July 3rd. Scott Brown, Ellis County Under Sheriff, with us right now. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
You know, I'm here. We were talking off air. You know, it's a little different without Mike here.
Well, I'm definitely on the fence. I think it's a little bit better. You know, I really do think, and I'd like to know who let him off. That's my question, really.
Cause, yeah.
I mean, not that he does much while he sits in here anyway. So
scrolls his Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've got a holiday coming up.
We do.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Let's talk about being safe.
Yeah, it's a big holiday, too. We're just going to talk a little bit about safety. Everybody wants to pop fireworks, and it is awesome, and I think everybody should partake in that. But we want to talk about, first of all, when you can shoot them. The county falls under the same rules as the city, so it keeps it simple. So as of yesterday, you can shoot from 8 a.m. till 11. And we will run through the 4th, just as the city does, the city of Hayes. But it has to be done by 11 o'clock on the 4th. So everyone can shoot all day long and enjoy it and be safe. A couple of safety things, especially in the county, is make sure that you have some type of water source, hose or something like that. Although we've had a lot of rain, it just doesn't take much for fires. I was talking to the fire director the other day, and he recommended, I suggest that maybe have a bucket after you're done and throw those fireworks in there to douse them, and don't throw them in your trash can, type of thing. And if it does spark up, get a hold of the fire department right away so we can get it put out. There's still a lot of stubble out there that catches on pretty quickly. So, but other than that, and then of course it goes without saying, but please monitor your kids, your younger kids, and make sure they're back and use safety. But man, we hope everybody has a great 4th of July.
You know, I wanted to go back to, you talked about the times where you can shoot it off. And I don't want to call anybody out, but my neighbor was shooting off fireworks at about 2 a.m. last night. I'm curious. I mean, I know you guys come out, and in my experience here in Hayes anyway, it's always been, hey, it's 12:30, time to shut her down. But what's the worst case scenario? Is there fines? Could you potentially even go to jail for shooting off fireworks at 2-3 in the morning?
The county and the city are just a little bit different. They probably have a noise disturbance, which is a little bit different than the county. In the county, you could be charged with disorderly conduct if you're causing that a problem, and you've been asked to turn it down or turn it, quit popping fireworks. Yeah. I was thinking of a loud noise complaint for some reason. Which is usually pretty drastic because you now jump into a misdemeanor type of thing. In the city of Hayes, there's a noise disturbance, and they would actually probably issue a citation in that. But I know that they run on much the same as we do. We try to first just say, hey, let's be courteous to our neighbors and follow the rules, and please don't pop, and we want you to have a good time. But, you know, people have to get up in the morning and work. Not everybody's off. So please just be cognitive of your neighbors and respect them. So
when you're out in the county, you know, kind of in the rural areas, you know, what's a good place to go actually shoot fireworks? I mean, do you want them in the middle of intersections? Do you want them on side roads? Kind of where, what's an ideal location?
We don't really want them in the roadway because it's a violation. Because one, somebody could get hit. Now, if you have a nice driveway around there, you know, you could water down your grass around your house and that type of thing and shoot them off in your yard. A lot of farmers have very large yards in front of their homes. I would discourage shooting off next to your wheat fields that are cut. You know, a lot of the farmers get out there right away and they disc them up, and which helps, you know, the fire side of it. Definitely if you're going to shoot them off in the county, if you want to wet down the area that you're going to do it, that will definitely help. Keep them away from your homes too, because they do fall on top of the houses. So move them a little bit away from the house. And don't shoot them off around trees, such like pine trees. They catch on very quickly on fire, cedar trees. So just use some caution. Should you have some issues or concerns, please call the Ellis County Sheriff's Office and our guys will definitely speak to you about that.
There's one other thing I wanted to hit you on.
Sure.
Because along with the fireworks and the barbecue drinking.
Yes.
What would be your advice to folks that have maybe had one or two and out in the country doing whatever, trying to get back home?
Well, if you think you've had too much, definitely don't drive. Because even though you may think that you're okay, there may be a deer that comes out and all of a sudden we get involved in an accident. You call us because you have to report it and you're actually over by a slight bit and you could end up with a DUI. So what I'd recommend is just to find somebody that has not had anything to drink or you know that they're not impaired and then get a ride home. The DUI laws are very strict. That's a whole nother chapter that we could get into. They just changed again this year as they do every year.
Yeah. Well, when we saw that yesterday, there was a change on the, well, and that's not necessarily the criminal, but that's the civil, right? With the driver's license. Now cited for not.
Correct. And you know, loss of license and that. So, the laws are very strict and every year they become more and more strict and they do change. It's a constant every year, during legislature. We're always curious as to what the next law will be. It's just a work in progress. So just be cautious. Have a great time. If you think you've had too much to drink, definitely in the county, please find somebody to give you a ride. And of course, in town, your options are pretty good. And with that said, I don't know if some of the taxis will go out into the county and pick you up, but I would believe that they probably would if they don't get lost get you a ride back into town. So that's another option for you. So you might explore those also.
Very good. Well, we're about out of time here. Under Sheriff Scott Brown with us. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us. Is there anything else you want to hit with the last minute message before we go?
I just want everyone to have a safe 4th of July on behalf of the Ellis County Sheriff's Office. And please enjoy and be festive. And I know the majority of you are taking off on Friday because I heard it this morning. So everybody enjoy yourself on Thursday and Friday and have a great extended weekend.
All righty. Well, thanks again.